Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Cheerful news on the front of the Irish Times. So obviously we've had a bad old summer weather-wise, and now the focus is turning to autumn and winter, and what we can look forward to, according to the front page of the Irish Times, is a winter of rolling surges in serious respiratory infections, measles and a possible Mpox outbreak. These are lying ahead, according to health experts, as the HSE is ramping up its vaccination programme, including a new initiative targeting newborn babies. Vulnerable groups are also being urged to take up every vaccination on offer, is a quote on the front of the Irish Times, as the HSE prepares for the worst, according to immunologists. So that's something to get out of bed for on a Monday morning. We can look forward to all those health crises this winter. The front of the Irish Independent: thousands of homeowners who have mortgages with ICS and Finance Ireland, their non-bank lenders, they're going to be hit with massive increases in their monthly payments when they emerge from fixed rates. The Indo says experts feel this means there'll be a two-tier mortgage market developing in Ireland. People who take out home loans with the non-bank lenders are going to be hit with hikes of up to 3.5 percentage points in the interest on their mortgages when their fixed rates end. The Irish Daily Mail has a survey. More than 50% of women want Eamon Casey's remains disinterred from the Galway Cathedral crypt. After a litany of child sexual abuse allegations were revealed against the former Bishop of Galway, the figure rises to over 60% of those aged 55 and over. These are older people who say that they want Eamon Casey's remains removed from his current resting place after all of this abuse scandal and controversy. That's the front of the Mail. The front of the Irish Examiner looks at daft rent prices, and with a look to Cork, the average rent for homes in Cork City has passed €2,000 per month for the first time, with tenants across the country facing ever-rising accommodation costs. So not only expensive to rent in Dublin, but also very expensive to rent in Cork City as well. €2,000, the average rent for houses in Cork City. It's the 14th consecutive quarter in which rents across Ireland increased. So rent prices just going up and up and up. Same story on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror and the Irish Daily Star, which is about the Gardaí. So the front of the Mirror says Garda in a ton of trouble. And then the Irish Daily Star says the Blue Few. The Garda Representative Association says the number of officers quitting the force is at crisis level. We've over 100 now. So far in 2024, 110 Gardaí have resigned. And they think last year's figure was 164, which was a record. We're halfway through the year. They reckon that record could be beaten this year as Gardaí resign from the force. Some Gardaí have given interviews to the Star saying that it was stress that led them to leave the Garda force, and probably go into the private sector where you can make a few quid in security jobs. Your CV looked pretty good if you're a former Garda. The Irish Sun on the front page is all about Oasis. Definitely no maybes. Oasis are reuniting after Noel and Liam Gallagher ended their 15-year feud over the phone. The brothers are set for comeback gigs next summer, raking in €470 million. It'll go down in music history, according to sources. By the way, Definitely Maybe, if you want to feel old, that album is 30 years old this week, and apparently the boys aren't feuding anymore, or maybe they are and they just want money, but the feud allegedly is over. They rang up, spoke to each other on the phone, and apparently are getting back together. Now the rumours are that they might do 10 nights in Wembley, more than Taylor Swift, or they might do Glastonbury, or they might come to Slane, or they might do Manchester. We don't know. I think it's pretty clear, though, the lads are looking for money, because it's worth €470 million this reunion. And we're going to get details 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Oasis fans will be glued to social media because there's an official announcement tomorrow at 8 a.m. But the Sun has it on the front page. Definitely no babies. Sorry, no babies or no maybes. Oasis getting back together. Inside the papers, the Irish Times looks at the Leaving Cert. Record numbers of students didn't sit Irish this year in the Leaving Cert, and this is prompting concern among campaigners over the status of the language at school. I know that students feel that Irish is a very, very difficult language to learn. Almost 61,000 students got their Leaving Cert results on a Friday, but of those, 13,695 weren't registered for Irish exams. So a quarter of the students who did the Leaving Cert didn't sit the Irish exam. And apparently that figure has been going up and up and up since 2018. It was at 15% in 2018. Now it's at 23%. Irish is mandatory at second level, of course, but there's no obligation to sit the Leaving Cert exam. And I know people get exemptions and things like that. Some experts have told the Irish Times the numbers are going the wrong way because of all of the exemptions. The Dyslexia Association of Ireland says it demonstrates a fundamental lack of understanding about the needs of dyslexic students and a lack of awareness of the legal requirements to make adjustments to meet their needs. That was a report which found that students experiencing difficulties with Irish should be allocated additional resources before exemptions were considered. So there's a bit of a hoo-ha over whether, I suppose, your first default should be that a student gets an exemption or whether you give them more supports. The Irish Daily Mail has been looking at complaints made about driving instructors, and apparently a driving instructor started praying in the passenger seat before starting a lesson with a student. Then the student went off and complained to the Road Safety Authority. Not the only one. More than 10 people a month are complaining to the Road Safety Authority about driving lessons. As I say, one complainant told how their driving instructor started praying in the car before their lesson, and then they allege his behaviour included shouting and issuing threats, including the threat to drop me off on the side of the road. Perhaps this driving instructor maybe is in the wrong business if you're going to be having to do a novena before you get into the car. He consistently was shouting, and that was accompanied by complaints about Irish people, and this person felt that their driving instructor was unprofessional. So you can read about the complaints about driving instructors in the Irish Daily Mail. If you're a fan of the cinema, by the way, staying with the Mail, good news, because going to the cinema is going to be a fiver this Saturday. It's National Cinema Day. Last year's Cinema Day saw 217,000 people going to the cinema, and it's going to be a fiver in for participating cinemas. I presume most will take part in it. By the way, our local cinema does a fiver every Wednesday evening, so it's not just this particular Saturday, but good to know if you're interested in going to the movies. And finally, if you're heading off to Lisbon on your holidays, well, the news in the Telegraph is that there are different charges if you're a tourist to Lisbon having your dinner, or you're a local. Restaurants in Lisbon are charging tourists higher prices than local diners because there is a secret system of cheaper rates for Portuguese people, which seems quite interesting. This is in the historic centre in Lisbon, so the tourist prices are shown on the menu. However, there's a lower price for locals eating the same food, and apparently this lower price is communicated verbally in whispers or pointed on menus placed in hidden areas, according to a report by a Portuguese weekly newspaper. So they're charging different prices for food based on nationality, which certainly doesn't sound legal, but that's what's happening. By the way, I was in Lisbon once, absolutely hated it, couldn't wait to get home, spilled rain for the week and full of drug dealers. So that was my experience. Other people absolutely adore Lisbon, but they're probably paying more for their dinner. Now, those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.